Day 78 of hashtag 365.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle.
It's the start of another week. Another 7 days of this battle. Another 7 days of this challenge. One foot in front of the next. Moving towards that focused goal. I've woke up again today feeling so motivated. Feeling like I've learned from my mistakes. I'm on to you, you sneaky chimp in my brain. I'm on to you, my friend. You're not going to fool me again. Oh, no. How many more tricks has this chimp got? That's the question.
There is an alien intelligence that knows
all. Let's go. So my goal this week is simple. My goal this week is so stretching. When I stand on the scales at the end of this week, I want to see the number 17 stone. 0 pounds. That's 5 pounds weight loss. No booze, no slip-ups, no takeaways, no messing up, no succumbing to the whims of my chimp. Hell no. Only eat when I'm hungry. Eat healthy, nourishing foods. Stick to my calories. Walk further and faster. I did about 70,000 steps in total last week, about average of 10,000 a day. Some days where I did slightly less, there was that day when I did 20,000 steps. This week, can I get to 80,000 steps or more? Pushing myself. Walking everywhere I go, just using the kind of city that I live in as my gym. I don't have time to go to the gym. I don't have time to take a 2 hour out of my day to go and get sweaty, to get showered off, all that stuff. I have not got the time. Nor the inclination, if I'm absolutely honest. But better things to do. But exercise, I've realised, has to be part of my life, and it's so easy to incorporate it. Just walk more. How have I never realised that up until now? It blows my mind. You've got to come to these realisations in your own time, though. Do you know what I mean? I love this tune. It's just the right pace for a brisk walk, you know? Wherever you are in the world right now, I hope you'll hear my voice. And I hope you'll find that space in your brain to find the motivation that I've found. I can't tell you how kind of liberating it feels. I feel stronger. I feel more determined. I feel more able to conquer this battle. And it is a battle. Every single day. It might not be a battle in like a kind of highly strung, poetic, romantic sense. It might not be a battle against some sort of seen enemy. But it's a battle for our health. Against a slew of non-stop advertising. Against our routines that are drummed into us from an early age. Basically against everything we've learned when it comes to food. And the diet industry wants you. It wants you in its clutches. It wants you to buy the books. It wants you to count the points or combine the foods in their way. I know I talk about this all the time, but it's so important to remember. I'm bombarded all the time on my timelines with these images of these guys, six-pack shredded. I'm just like, where are the normal people? Where are the normal people?
Behind the strange signal lives an alien intelligence that knows all.
But the reality is that they're everywhere. We've all got our struggles. it's a mental struggle, a physical struggle, feeling that we're not worth it. Whatever it may be. But it's all about finding that kind of inner strength. And starting to realise that you really can achieve anything you want to achieve. And I know this is a lot of big talk for a guy who's only just lost a stone. It's not like I've lost like 10 stone. I'm not exactly an inspirational character. But my eye is on the prize. I can see that end goal. I can see this is going to work. Making a meaningful change in my life where weight loss is concerned for the first time ever. I've lost weight before. I've been thinner than I am now before. The thinnest I've been, I think, in the past 20 years, or the lightest I've been, was about 16 stone 10. And 16 stone 10 is so in my grasp. In fact, it's weeks away. But this week has to count. I want to step on those scales at the end of this week, 5 pounds lighter, and that is not going to happen from eating fewer calories alone. I need to move. Move more than I've ever moved before in a healthy and productive way. And that is why, right now, I'm listening to this, pounding the pavement, step after step after step after step. Let's go. I like doing this on a Monday. Well, my Monday in my timeline. You could be listening to this at any point, of course, across the week. Just want to lift those spirits. You want to get that mood going, get that blood flowing. And believe in it. Believe in the principles. Fewer calories, moving more is the key. Think about the habits of thin people, the habits of healthy people. They move all the time. They walk. They exercise. They eat light. They eat when they're hungry. They don't eat just because they feel like it. They don't eat because they feel like they should. They don't eat because their emotions are telling them to. They eat when they're hungry. Healthy, productive lifestyle. That's what we're aiming for.
If you told me, like, even 4 months ago, that I'd be recording essentially exercise tapes, I would have laughed you out the room.